This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Good morning.
Good morning, Sir Brad. Happy Tuesday. How are you today?
Today's starting off pretty good. Slept pretty decent last night. How about you with your head cold?
I would say that my head correlates with the sunshine today. It's not a complete washout, but it's definitely not sunshiny. I'm on the mend, but I'm definitely not out of the woods. I'll say that. I went home last night, ate dinner, and I think I was in bed by. I ended up leaving work early, 3:30, and I was in bed by 5:30, and I got up once, and I slept all the way through. Actually, I got up twice. I got up, it might have been around 3:30 this morning, and I thought, I've slept enough now, and I'll get up, and then I just went right back to sleep. But I'm on the mend. I'll say that. And I've got a message for you in that somebody didn't see you Tuesday, and maybe hasn't seen you in a couple Tuesdays, because I think he missed a Tuesday himself. And I'm going to guess you know who I'm talking about.
Would that be Jose?
That would be Jose. Yeah, he was overkilling an oven yesterday, and I had mentioned that I said, have you been seeing Brad? So I thought you guys were connecting outside of here, and then he made that comment that he was seeing you on a fairly regular basis, but it sounded like he hadn't seen you in a little bit.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks, I think 1 week he was traveling, 1 week was the banquet that I didn't go to, and I think it was something else. So, yeah, I think it's been like 3 weeks since I've seen him.
Yeah, so that sounded about right. And, he just said if I talk to you to make sure that it's noticed. I don't know if those are the words he said, but something along those lines. To bring it up to you. Yeah. So cool. We got to talking a little bit about ham radio, and come to find out there's a gentleman in Flexbeam that is also a ham, belongs to the Lancaster Club, and is also very into that Meshtastic. And I have not met this gentleman. I think his name is Jeff Donahue. Did you know him?
I do know of him. He and I have talked briefly over the last year or so that I've been shooting with Jose. He comes in a little bit later to shoot than I do, especially now. Jose told me about it, and he was talking, this was months ago. He must have been doing something with the Raspberry Pi that similar to what you and Ross have done with different things.
Okay, yeah, I, for some reason, have never had any interaction, and if I did, I didn't know it. I'm going to have to seek him out, and I'll have to look him up and see if his picture's on Zoom or something so I can recognize him. Jose said he was going to introduce us at some point. That would be pretty cool. I didn't know he was there. I know other people have asked. I think you've even asked. So who else here is a ham? And I guess there's one that I didn't even know it. excuse me. Speaking of hams and licensing and such, I made some tweaks to the question pool page. I'm not 100% satisfied that I'm done. I would like to incorporate some other features. but I can send you a link. Just the old one's still there, that, you know, /file share HR tech questions, whatever it is. It's still there. I'm going to move it to a different location so you don't have to type in all that, but I can send you a link to that, and you can try it out. Basically, it gives you tech, general, amateur, extra. If from the brief testing I did, it seemed to be working right in that it also brought up the images when there were images, and I didn't realize how few images there were. But it's nice when it says refer to figure T3 and there's an actual T3 image. So I will send you that link to check out and just give you another way to study. Obviously the reference is there, but it doesn't link you right to it, and it's not, you know, giving you all the background, but the questions are there. This is KT at PCB.
Oh, that'd be awesome, Travis. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think that helped a lot with the last test. As far as Jeff, his first day at PCB was my official first day of retirement. So he's only been there a couple of months. That's probably why you didn't know of him and haven't met him yet.
Oh, I didn't realize it. Okay. That makes a big difference. That could explain it. So, okay. So very, very short time. Yeah. For me, it feels like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm looking at it now. It'll be almost 2 months that I've gone. And in some ways, it feels like it's been like this way forever. But it's only been just almost 2 months.
So in your little, I shouldn't say little, but in your shack area where you have your radio set up, do you have a PC there that you have on by chance, or even a phone?
I do have my phone. Normally my PC would be here, but lately I've been sitting upstairs in the dining room where I can catch a breeze during the day if I'm using it, and kind of look out. It makes it a little bit easier, but I do have my phone on me.
Okay, I sent you a link to the question pool selector. Again, I'm going to move the link because the link's kind of convoluted, and I'll make it something simple. I'll just call it like study or something with my call sign. I might even call it study.ktpcp.com. I don't know. I think about that. But yeah, you can preview it there. And if you're listening, Ross, I'll send that to you as well. I don't want to spend too much time on the phone. I just sent it to Brad real quick because I was slowing down there for the turn.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. It looks very cool. I like that there was, you know, you could go from one pool to another pool. That's kind of nice. And it looks just like you did before. So, yeah, thank you. This is KE2GDQ.
K2PCP. One thing that's, if you're using it on your phone, depending on your browser, and what it defaults to, my belief is that if you go into your settings on the browser page and you turn off the view as desktop, when you turn that off, it seems to format to the full screen better, whereas if you leave it in desktop view, it kind of makes it full page and the text is real small. But yeah, but if you have it in, you know, mobile or turn off the desktop view, it seems to be better formatted. On the PC, it's perfect, and you can shrink down the window and it works fine. But yes, it works exactly the same way it did before, but now it includes all the current questions from each of the question pools, and you should have the graphics pop up as they are referenced. I may have to do some kind of check to verify that they all come up, but I, as I was stepping through, I know at least a couple did, and there's not many. What was the other thing I was going to say? Yeah, I'd still like to go back and somehow put like a tally in there to say, okay, this is what your this is what your score is for this session, and some way to go in there and maybe do a better job of tracking to make sure that questions don't repeat until they've been up there at least once. But the problem is every time you reset, it goes back and regenerates randomly again. So a little work to do in the background, but that really wouldn't even be noticeable. So I'll work on that. And, yeah, I've got 640 just pulled in. Did Ross make it in here yet?
Yep, I'm in here. It's KC2PET.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard me say that before I updated the that question pool practice page that I created. I sent Brad a link to the preliminary page, but I'm going to change that link. But if you want, I can send you a copy of that link and the update when I change it, or just when I change it. Either one is better. If you want to check that out, you can practice the general questions as well at your leisure. I've got 641, so I might, I don't know if this will be my final, but I'll bring you in, Ross, and I'll leave you with, do you know Jeff Donahue from FlexBeam? Apparently he's a fairly new employee here that started right around the time that, or the last day that, his first day was Brad's last day here at work, and he's also a ham, and he's into Meshtastic. I don't know if you had a chance to meet him yet. I have not. I was told about him.
What is his name?
Jeff Donahue.
That was a ring bell. I'm never, didn't know that even guy existed there. So he's a ham, huh? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe I'll wait a couple of days, make sure I'm completely non contagious. Although I think I'm in the mend and I'm good, but just healing now. I'll still go seek him out and introduce myself. This is K2PCB. I might make this my final. I'll listen out for you guys. And otherwise, I'll chat with you tomorrow. This is K2PCB. I'm clear.
Yeah, Ross, the, well, good morning first. the yeah, Jeff is an associate that Jose and I interact with on Tuesday nights. And a long time ago, I heard him, and well, Jose was telling me too, and I heard Jeff talking about taking a Raspberry Pi and doing something with it, and it was completely foreign to me of what he was doing at that time. But I think he was doing something like maybe setting up a node and doing it something like how Trav does his, connects to your node through his phone. That seems to ring a bell.